This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black, and Bob's going exploring in the solar system a long time ago. Bob, the solar system that we're happy to be a member of is unusual. If we put to the examples of what was observed in these last years of solar systems around stars they're observing in the transit system. The question is, how did we get this way? There are theories. What do you like about the theories?
Well, a lot of models have been developed based on the exoplanets that have been discovered, theorizing that solar systems, as they develop, the big planets and the small planets weave in and out of each other. Jupiter might have been much closer to the sun at one point, just like a hot Jupiter, and maybe it moved out, and, you know, so forth and so on. And there's a lot of models to that effect, but we really don't have enough information yet to really understand how solar systems form. What we do know is that when a planet is starting to form in the accretion disk of a young star, it starts to clear out the area around it in its orbit, so you see gaps. And that much we know. And so a big Jupiter planet would start to make a bigger gap, and this is the process, and we don't know much more than that. One of the ways we're going to find out more about our early solar system is to have a much better idea of what asteroids are made of, because the asteroids are not only from that early period, but they can help map out the different steps along the way, the evolutionary process. Now, we don't have a lot of information about the makeup of asteroids. It's very sketchy and limited. It's based really almost entirely on a few, the handful, maybe three or four asteroids, maybe a dozen asteroids that have been actually visited, and the many meteorites that have been collected on the Earth and Antarctica. And that's really a very limited sample, and a lot of it is not even a complete sample, because asteroids that go through the Earth's atmosphere, much of them gets destroyed, and therefore it ruins the sample of what the asteroid was made of. Well, one of the things that the scientists have noticed, though, is that all the asteroids they've looked at seem to come from two fundamental groups, different groups. And their makeup is a little different, and their origins appear to be somewhat different. But scientists recently decided to look at those asteroids from a different perspective. They decided to look at them to look at their magnetic field strength that was within the two groups. And they found that these two groups have different magnetic field strengths. They are fundamentally different even in that. And that actually suggests that the two groups are made up of asteroids that were made in two different places in our solar system with a gap in between. You get one group that was the inner solar system, where smaller planets were formed more slowly, and then you get the outer solar system where the mass of the planets was accreted very quickly, which of course suggests gas giants. And that's what this data tells us, that the solar system appeared to have a gap separating its inner and outer regions, and then the two didn't actually necessarily mix very much. And we see a leftover of that in the asteroids that we can presently look at. How certain are these results, John? I would say, as usual, there's a great deal of uncertainty. We still don't have a lot of information about asteroids themselves, and as that information gathers, we might find the distinction between these groups blurring significantly. But right now, at least, this suggests that the early solar system developed as two different units, an inner and an outer region, and that might explain the terrestrial planets and the gas giants and where they are.
Making it unique so far from our understanding of other solar systems, but we've got a lot to go because we've only been observing others for a few years. We go the surface of Mars. The reason we go there right now is Bob has a couple of phenomena that he wants to talk about. First, icy mountains. Where are they, Bob?
All right, the next few cool images from Behind the Black. The icy Phalegra Mountains on Mars. These are mountains that include one of the Starship candidate landing sites. And I've posted about these frequently on Behind the Black because they are probably the iciest mountains on Mars. Every picture you look at there looks like it's ice everywhere. And so I posted a few more cool images showing the ice. Anyone who lands on these mountains is going to be able to get my ice pretty easily. I have a feeling Starship will land somewhat nearby. These mountains possibly represent the first major mining operation on Mars, but instead of mining gold, zinc, or copper, they're going to probably be mining ice. Ice for people to drink and ice to make power. Anyway, the images are very cool there, John.
And we go to, there's much more on the surface of Mars. Bob wants to go to the Curiosity view of the mountain. That Curiosity is climbing, Bob, or weaving up? How do we just, what's the way to talk
about? I've highlighted this view, slightly different view, previously. Curiosity is right now at the base of a really spectacular outcrop. It's probably the most spectacular mountains view that has ever been taken from another planet. And so they after the hiatus, because the sun was in the way, they started to take new pictures, and the new pictures have come down, and I posted them. I'm behind the black, and one shows the upcoming travels at the base of this cliff and this outcrop. It's quite spectacular. And then another one looks across Gale Crater at where they have been, the floor of Gale Crater, about 1,500 feet lower. That's how much they've climbed, about 1,500 feet. And you can see the 25-mile-long distance across to the rim of the crater.
Is that a mist? Is that a mist on the other ridge, Bob? Or is
that's the haze of the atmosphere of Mars. You know, Mars, depending on the time of year and actually time of day and a lot of factors, you have haze or dust in the atmosphere. And so, yes, those distant mountains are you're looking at them through the Martian atmospheric haze, absolutely.
Hey, Bob, that's an alien planet, okay?
You said that before, I know, and I agree with you.
Okay, collapsing North Wall, where?
This is in Valles Marineris on Mars. It's another cool image. Valles Marineris is the biggest canyon in the solar system. You could easily put the United States inside it. And on the north wall of one of its side canyons, there was this great picture of what they call an alluvial fan. They also called it mass wasting. This is an avalanche where the whole unit as a blob falls down the mountain as a unit and reaches the ground. And so this is just a really cool image of such a thing. And it does suggest that mountainside, that cliffside, the north wall of Valles Marineris is steadily retreating backwards because there's a lot of these avalanches in this part of the canyon, John.
Curiosity is going where no robot has gone before. Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. This is CBS Eye on the World and Mars 2. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.